It's our locker room chats, and we continue on another week here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. And we start here with Donovan West in our D-West locker room chat presented by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. And we are joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith. Coach, there's a lot to digest here in the last week. You've obviously played some good basketball up to this point. Most recently, a win against Onega on Tuesday. An overtime loss Friday to Clifton Clyde. The Eagles needed a three at the buzzer to force OT there. They're able to go on and get the win. But overall, you've still won four of your last five games since a loss to Hanover. You sit here at 12-4. Just what's kind of the overall takeaway as you sit here with just four games left in the regular season?
Playing pretty good basketball, you know, right now. And as a coach, that's always a great thing. And I think we've talked about that a little bit the last couple weeks. I thought against Clifton Clyde, we probably played the worst game we've played in quite some time on the offensive end. I think we shot somewhere around 21 or 22%. And that's been very uncharacteristic of us the last month or so. So, credit to them a little bit for what they did, but a lot of it we just missed some shots and still had a chance to win that game. It took a half court heave that banked in to send it to overtime and we just didn't play well in overtime there. But overall, I've been pleased with how we're coming along and how we're continuing to compete.
Well, let's talk about a player specifically, Kyra Johnson. She was one of our athletes of the week. She had a monster game last week against ACCHS, 25-12, and she's really just been kind of a consistent piece for your team this year. Just kind of talk about her growth, her development, and what you've seen from her.
Oh, Kyra's been terrific. She has been a player that has played a lot of minutes for us the last 3 years, ever since she was a sophomore and the team that made the run to the state tournament that year. And of course last year as a junior, but this year she has really matured and playing with such confidence, both offensively and defensively. She definitely makes everybody around her a little better, and a great competitor, and does a lot of little things for us. And right now she's kind of got into the realm of being able to score the basketball at a consistent and high level. I think last night she had another 16 or 18. I can't remember off the top of my head. So she's playing at a high level, as well as our other two seniors. You know, Avery Weathersby and Claire Cole are playing well as well for us. So it's been great to see, and Kyra's had a great year so far.
Well, let's talk about the sub-state and just want to get your quick thoughts, because before we know it, we're going to be at sub-state and getting ready for those tournaments. You know, you sit towards the top right now of the Onega sub-state, a team that went to state last year, Burlingame in there as well. Meridacine Valley's a double-digit win team. Of course, familiar with the Buffaloes and Centralia and Troy, and then there's Bishop Seabury Academy as well. Just a quick kind of takeaway of what you've seen and what you know about this sub-state.
Well, you know, we this time of year we start trying to keep track of it a little bit. Just in terms of what the other teams are doing as far as wins and losses, but we are familiar with most everybody there. I think in our sub-state alone, there's been with us and Trey Burlingame all been to the state tournament in the last 2 years, so probably a little bit of good programs with us, and it always is that way, you know, with us and Centralia and usually Frankfurt's in there, and I know they haven't been to state for a while, but a good program and does things the right way. It's always tough. We know we've got to play our best ball at that time of the year, and we try to definitely do that, and this year will be no different.
Finally, Coach, back to it Friday. Get another shot at Hanover, who's still the undefeated number one in 1A Division II. You saw them in the championship game of the TVL tournament. What stands out about them the most and just kind of the challenges that they're going to present?
Well, you know, they're so long. They're so long and athletic. At our level, you very rarely ever see a team that can put basically 3 or 4 6-footers on the floor, and they're not 6-foot post. I mean, they're girls that can play on the perimeter. They're girls that can have a nice skill set and jump well and run well and do that. So we know it'll be a great challenge, especially going there. But our girls have been waiting for ever since the tournament game. I think we'll will be prepared and one, you know, that we'll look forward to that challenge on Friday night, and I think it'll be a really good one.
Final in the TBL tournament, it was 71-61, and D-West will get another opportunity at Hanover on Friday night. There it is. D-West girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us. We appreciate it as always. Brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Coach, good luck Friday at Hanover. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.